do you miss? What do you miss from me? I tried to lift my feet and climb, but I couldn't see. I got a hiss, I got a history of keeping things I feel inside, but I can't breathe. Oh my eyes. All my life has been a maze. Tried to turn another page, but I can't understand. It's such a mess, it's such a mystery. Yes, I'm just reaching in the dark, but I can't see. And it's a bitch, this life's a bitch to me. And they say every life is hard, maybe I did. Yes, I did all I could do. Cast aside all that I knew. I still can't understand. Maybe I missed it. What did I miss from this? I try to reminisce, but...
Man, that kind of reminded me of the old Sad Brad Smith. Shout out to the ones who know. Yo, that was Matt Storm coming in with What Do You Miss? I'm just hopping in to mention that. Yeah, here's some more music. This is Let Me Find What I'm Looking For. Bye. Good luck. Have fun. You're still listening to CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. This is The Art Show. This is still me, Jake Gradowski, your host as always. We've still got some great shows to talk about. We've still got two more days of shows, at least, to talk about. But let me tell you what you just heard. That was a Good Luck, Have Fun with Let Me Find What I'm Looking For. They're playing over at Green Auto Friday night with Demps, Tonk, and Runner. So, yeah, very cool. Dig it. Shout out Ethan. What's up? Before that, you heard Matt Storm. They're playing at Redgate. That was their track, What Do Ya Miss? They're playing with Lush, Flea, Stacy, and Existential Fantasy over at the Redgate, 8 p.m. Be there. I'll see you there. And at the top of that set, you heard Soleil with their track Float, playing at Take Your Time at Fraser and Kingsway, the old Toast Collective. Yeah. Cool spot. I'm glad that place is still jumping, even though it's that one's third group since I remember going there. Running the place, at least. Cool. Friday. That was your Friday. Just the taste of it. Lots of cool stuff going on. Let's talk about Saturday. Saturday night at the Redgate, you have Felicia and the Jazz Rejects doing the thing with Toy Tiger, Chronic Fatigue, and Doer. 8 p.m. for that. Should be pretty fun. Toy Tiger, always a rip. Ripper, those ones. Love it. Love the energy with Toy Tiger. So don't miss that. Over at Green Auto, the resident house band La Lune doing the thing with Hillsborough and Cherry Pick, another up-and-coming band. I think it's got some spunk. In this year, well, the last year. Very cool, Cherry Pick. And yeah, it's Green Auto. Also, they're splitting the house up. They're also continuing the madness of the Crying Time Guitar Convention, which is just a lot of steel guitar and guitar people, pickers, strummers, you name it. They'd be strumming away at a good time there over here in Vancouver. They have Andrea Witt, Britt Cassidy, Dead Flowers, and No More Tears. So, but, oh yeah, Dead Flowers coming in from New Jersey on this one. No, wait, this one isn't the Crying Guitar Show. It's just a regular show, which is not to say that it's bad, but, like, you know, it's not part of that. So, yeah, check it out. Andrew Witt, Brett Cassidy, Dead Flowers, and No More Tears. Very exciting. At the Healy, now I can talk more about Crying Time. The Unbranded is doing the thing. They have a little honky-tonk setting up for that one. So a little hootenanny down over there at the Healy. It's 469 Hastings at Heatley. Very cool. Do love me in that spot. Great people. Nice spot. Over at Grey Lab, the madness continues. Crash, Brutalize, Disposal, and Reactory. All doing the rector thing. It's going to be a D-beat night, so do wear ear protection. It's going to be a loud one. Bring a snack and be a nice guy in the pit, guys. Like, no more freaking high kicks, man. I'm gonna knock someone's teeth out. I chipped my teeth on a piece of bread in Bali. I mean, that molar was already ready to go, but, like, damn. I have to get a root canal next week. Wild. So, yeah. Be nice to your teeth. Apparently, I was brushing too hard. Didn't know that was a thing. Shout out to teeth. Anyways, once again, Crash, Brutalize, Disposal, and Reactory, Grey Lab, Friday, Saturday night, check it out. Over the Fox Cabaret, Royal Oak is releasing an album, just came out on the first of the month, this month, also known as 5 days ago. They have a new album called We're All Just Trying to Figure It Out. Preach, buddy. Yeah, so they these fine people, nice music coming out. We'll check out something from them in a little bit. And... sorry, I'm just laughing at one of the song names. Steal My Hoodie. Good one. yeah, check it out. It's going to be over at the Fox Cabaret again. Bad Mini is doing an opening for them, so check it out. Back at Take Your Time, Benzon, Dream Tickets, Ivan and the Tax Evaders, and NMO1E doing their respective things over at Take Your Time at 648 Kingsway. That's the name, 648 Kingsway. Very cool. What else do I have on my list here? The 8th? Yeah. There is... if you're looking for some shopping for Valentine's Day, there's some stuff over at Slice, over on Venables, and Commercial. like tattoos, photo booth, crafts, all that jazz. But it's $5 entry, but no one will be turned away due to lack of funds. Come on through, check out your local vendors, say hi, all that jazz. What else I got for Saturday? Oh, Saturday, you got Reggie Watts playing at the Pearl. Very exciting, very cool show. But what else we got? Saturday. Spank Williams doing a farewell Vancouver show. Is he peacing out? Yeah, classic move. Move into Montreal in the spring. So catch Spanks over here. Banger of a show. Janky Bungag, of course, on deck with this one. And Worrywart, also banger of a band. Holy cow. I saw them play at Redgate a few months ago. And they, knockouts over here. Janky Bungag. One of my favorite country singers in Vancouver. How can you not love a song about denim on denim on, about denim? Picked up the album, Grip It. Spank Williams, peacing out apparently. Check it out over at the Rickshaw Saturday night. So that should be pretty exciting. And full of a lot, I'm sure there'll be some interesting guests. There's some more stuff for the Guitar Festival at Green Auto. You have Andrew. Yeah. Oh wait, no. This is part of the Steel thing. There's lots going on here. Wait, they both have a show. They're from New Jersey. Eh? I'm confused. Whatever. I'll figure it out. Anyways, No More Tears coming in from Edmonton. Was Bob and Jody. Shankrak, Pedal Steel, and Country Feel. Sorry, a lot of lost here. Andrea Witt, regular touring member of Shania Twain's band, dang. Played with Clint Black, Blues Travelers, Struggle Jennings, Journey. Really? Wow. And Jelly Roll. Dang. Played with Kendrick Lamar, too. Sheesh. Juggernaut over here. Brett Cassidy coming from Alberta. Wow, this is going to be a banger show. Over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street. Saturday night. Be there. What else I got for Saturday? Over at Lanaloo's, there's Speak of the Devil, Nobody, and Abject Chaos. It is, quote, a big party. It's busy. Busiest show. Should be pretty popping. So, yeah, that is a slice of your Saturday. Let's get into some music here. So, I'm going to kick it off with something a little fast and a little something will wake you up here. This is going to be Crash with their song, And Then War. Oh, crap. Kicked my USBs out. Bad time for that to happen. Sheesh. One second. Oh, crap. That's not good. That it? Nope, that's not it. All right, come under the booth with me here as I figure out what happened to my cables. Okay. What got kicked out? What am I looking for here? Oh boy. Wild times in radio here, people. Wild times indeed. What do I got here? Is this the right one? Yeah, that's the right one. Okay, where am I going? Is this it? Is this supposed to be it? Nope. Is this it? No. Fun. I really like to be under cars rather than desks. This is uncomfortable. This is unfortunate. Because both, it's also my mouse that's broken too. Here, folks, I can't do any. It's flashing. Okay, well, this sucks. Okay. Nothing's working now. Well, let's see. What stories can I regale you in the meantime? Let's see. Dolphins. The dolphins are pretty cool, right? Okay, so, like, I'm in Bali, North Bali in Lovina Beach. We're on these boats. We wake up at the crack of dawn to go on these little boats here. But the day before, like, I go to I'm just settling into this new part of town we got to. And
there is, what is it? There's a guy, his name's literally Bra. And like, I go to the beach just have a dart, man. And I can't just go to the beach to have a dart. Someone's got to try to sell me something. And like, I respect the hustle of the locals, don't get me wrong. But I was like, man, can I just be left alone for a minute to just have a dart on the beach and stare longingly at the ocean like a true wannabe old man? I got a guy trying to sell me a wooden dolphin. Very cool wooden dolphin, mind you. Apparently, he stained it with engine oil because everyone there has engine oil around their house because everyone and their dog is on a scooter of some sort. And so that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, I didn't know you could use engine oil, like two-stroke oil, to stain wood. Makes sense, though. Jeez Louise, what am I doing here?
This is a drag, folks.
Okay, so yeah, I got Bra coming at me. Every time I go out there, he's like, because like I already booked a tour to go on this, and I'm like, look, man, I'm really susceptible to guilt. So like, another example of this, people like trying to like do the hustle on me, is like, I'm in southern Bali now. I'm in Nusa Dua, very lovely neck of the woods, very tourist heavy. So I get there's a lot of people, you know, vending and hustling out there, and it's just like, oh, we need to buy an umbrella, and like, these two grandmas just come running at us, but trying to sell us umbrellas. And I'm like, this one person, one lady comes out and she has an umbrella. It's not the right, it's too big. It's the wrong color. I'm not into it. So we buy the other. And then she like says something really mean. I'm like, I'm sorry, this just isn't the one. She's like, yeah, whatever, man. And I'm like, ow. Ow, grandma. Why? You don't gotta be like this. I'm getting emotionally rocked by some grandma at the just trying to sell an umbrella for $15. For an umbrella, that's tourist prices, man. That sucked. I'm really bad at people, because like, yeah, people are doing the trying to hustle, trying to sell things. Like, I was in Kuala Lumpur, or like, where were we? Yeah, we're in Chinatown in Kuala Lumpur, and like, everyone's trying to like get me to buy their stuff, and I was like, please just leave me alone. I want to just look at things. Leave me alone. That being said, as fantastic as Kuala Lumpur is, I don't think I was ready for that volume of people. It was pretty intense. Bit of a culture shock. And I still haven't figured out this freaking... God, even the goddamn mouse, people. Sheesh. It's going in here, but then what? Frick me, man. This blows. This is not how I wanted to spend my first show back on the air, having kicked out So where is this supposed to go now? So if this goes from here, where does this go? So what else can I talk about here? Borneo. Borneo was cool. So I'm at this, I booked my flight for Borneo. And it's like, oh, get a hotel, dude. And so I'm like, okay, this one's like a resort. The rooms look pretty nice. And so checking into this resort was hellish and confusing. And shout out to that one dude from Egypt that we bumped into trying to figure out the place. Because there's no reception. So you have to, like, call a person. They would get on, like, they would give you access to a security box. There's no staff there. It's like a wasteland. It's a ghost town. There's virtually no people anywhere. There's like a security guard that was pretty much useless, but I know I don't blame him. He's just chilling at this basically empty, soon to be busy place. I don't know, but it was quite the fiasco, and it was extremely draining and taxing on my mental state. And eventually, we get it sorted out. But like, there's no furnishing. The place is soulless. Everything's gray. And void, and the walls are just tan. You need a key card to go anywhere. And where the hell does this freaking adapter go into now? This sucks. I wish I had a co-host right now. This would be really handy. I don't know where this cable is supposed to go. And so anyways, Borneo, Kuching, very cool town. So the story of Kuching is that, like, you know, a bajillion years ago, from the first, like, Western explorers came by, they're like, it's just this fishing village, and there's all the locals and are just hanging out doing their thing. And this guy comes up, he's like, yo, what do you call this place? And he points. And the local guy thought he was just pointing at a cat. So they just say, it's like, oh, it's Kuching. And so they just, by some misnomer, they call the entire city Cat, which is just like the Malay word for cat. And apparently people in Kuching don't call cats Kuching. They have another word. It's like Bada or something like that. Don't quote me on it. Where the hell does this cable go? Gosh. And yeah, so there's a lot of cat themed stuff there, but like if you ever like the hot, like when I went to Santorini, Greece is known for having cats all over the place, right? But like there wasn't actually a ton of cats in Kuching. There are a lot of cat things, a lot of cat themed places that actually didn't have a lot of cats. I saw more dogs than I did cats. So shout out to dogs. I wish I saw more cats. I saw one, maybe two, but I don't think that really lived up to the reputation of having a place named after cats. I'm at a loss here, folks. I don't know what to do with these cables. I feel like I'm trying to rewire a bomb here or something. This is not wrong choice of words here. Let's see, what else can I tell you about? Kuala Lumpur. Busy freaking place. We were there Chinese New Year's Eve. Chinese New Year's Eve. So nice. I got it twice. I've been to New York. That was like the busiest, biggest city I've ever been to. I guess you can count Paris as that too. But this was a whole new level of busy for me, folks. It's extremely overwhelming. Also, fun fact, if you have ADHD or other various mental quirks, do your research and make sure that you can actually take your medicine, your medication to to Southeast Asia, because most places you can't, especially Japan too. So I'm just like in Kuala Lumpur. I'm like a month off my ADHD medication. I'm bombarded with so much stimulation and trying to go with my friend to this town, and I'm losing my mind. I'm mentally just like fists up in a total guarded position as if I'm boxing for my life mentally. And it's just insane. And it's like, I hate the mall. People, I hate malls. I always feel lost. I don't know which way is north. It is just bedlam for me. The mall is, I was being asked, you know, like, if someone had to design, you're like, for those who have watched The Good Place, those who have not, I'm going to try not to spoil this, but if someone had to design your, quote-unquote, The Good Place, mine would have to be a mall with, like, everything I want, but I'm always lost. What time is it now? Jeez, because the next show comes on in 6 minutes. I can't believe I've rambled this long. Did you know that at steward interviews, they have a bit where they're like, oh, here's a random subject. Talk about it for a minute. I'm like, buddy, I got this down pat. No problem. Because, buddy, can I yap about whatever? 15 years of doing radio, you are trained to fill the air with whatever. And look at me go, Mom. Look at me go. Where the hell is this cable supposed to go? if we have any listeners enjoying this, I'm here on my back under the desk here at... here in the studio. God, I wish someone else was here to help me with that. Jesse, if you're listening in, hello. Luckily, we have at this time of day coming up in about 5 minutes. Man, my wristwatch is slow. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Parsa did a banging show at Red Gate a few months ago. Really, really cool. Parsa, if you're listening, what's up? At 7 o'clock, we have Wham Bam East Van, and then Rad Radio after that. So you got a whole bunch of cool stuff and a whole bunch of cool things from cool people doing it for free on the radio, because we're psychos and we do stuff for fun and for no money because we love it. We love doing this. We're glad you are listening because you are the people that make us do this. I know that's not fun drive right now, but, you know, it's never a bad time to donate to the radio if you like. let's see. What was really cool? Okay, there was this guy at the bar in the hotel I was in Kuala Lumpur. He was like in a hardcore band, or apparently. And I have this thing. I really wanted to play it on the show today, but that's going to be a bit of a pickle because I can't get anything to work right now. So I hope you've been enjoying this ad-libbing situation for the last 10 minutes as I try to figure out what the heck is going on. It's been a treat. I hope you're enjoying this little theater of the mind here at the radio station here on CJSF 9.1 FM. This is not normal programming. I'm just down here plugging things into the things, trying to get it to work. It's still not working. Shout out to technicians. Shout out to people who know what the hell they're doing. Nope, still nothing. Okay, we are gonna do this somehow differently. Because I just have to link these to the computer somewhere, somehow. How did they get these through here in the first place? Okay, jeez Louise. Whoever put the cables and whoever guided all the cables through here did a bang up job. Except my feet are really long and I kick the cables because I need to do something with my feet and hands almost at all times. Because I can't leave this place like this and to have someone else figure it out later. Oh my god. I'm gonna die out here. Well, this is exciting. Yeah? Let's see. Is this. Which computer am I plugging into here? Here we go. This is it? Nope. How about this guy? Save me, Jeebus. Pray for Mojo. Okay, we got one of them back. Okay, I managed to get the mouse back, everybody. So we're gonna get out of here on some music from Crash. This is gonna be the last thing you hear today, and I hope you've enjoyed the sights and the sound and theater of the mind with me figuring out cables. This has been me, Jabe Gradowski. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for Parsons at this time of day. Have a great time. Hope you enjoyed the program. We'll be back next week with a lot less technical issues. Have fun. This is Crash playing at Grey Lab Saturday night.